Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
This episode is about right person, wrong time. Mm-hmm. So if that doesn't hook you, I don't know what will. We're talking about romantic tropes, fate, destiny. Is he right for me? Or is he just an asshole? I don't know. Who knows? We're talking about breakups, rejection, men, all the deep stuff, really. So enjoy.
Beautiful. Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, wow. This is suddenly quite nice. I was really uncomfortable.
Suddenly? And all of a sudden, I'm like, good.
Oh my god, it's perfect.
We're horizontal as always.
Oh, as always.
As always, truly.
Under about 12 blankets,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, you are really tucked up.
It's almost like, and with a heated
cozy
blanket underneath.
Yeah, nice.
You're feeling a bit under the weather today, aren't you?
I'm a little bit headached, so I might be a bit out of it, but that's fine. It's better than that's nothing, fine, I guess.
Did you manage to have a nap?
I closed my eyes.
Mm.
And kind of went into a few, like, you know when it's like you start kind of dozing but then you wake up, like,
and almost
you kind
you get
of
that
don't
thing where your
actually
leg
get
just
sleep
suddenly kicks.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, where am
is
I?
Is that
I'm
about
recording
to go to sleep?
Yeah, but it's fine. Mm. What about you? How are you feeling?
I've just been to the osteopath.
Oh yeah.
Had my massage, thank god.
So
my
back luxurious. It's so cool.
The thing is, an osteopath massage is not like, it is a luxury to be able to not have a pain
that
back.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But
It's a terrible experience.
Like, I bumped into my friend in town afterwards and she was like, oh god, you just had a massage. It's like, I don't know if you can even really call it a massage. It's like someone
a bit more like physio.
It's like someone kind of frantically rubbing your skin in the world's most painful
sounds really
way.
Nice. Yeah, in your most painful places too.
And almost like she did these ones at the, she was like, okay, I'm gonna do your tendons at the back of your skull.
Ooh.
Now. And I was like,
ouchy.
I was literally, she did dug her like claws into the back of my head. And I was like, I've never felt that sensation before. Felt like something inside your brain kind of clicking. Oh. It was so weird.
Nice.
But yeah, that's how I am.
Nice morning.
Nice morning.
How's everyone else getting
morning,
on,
morning, but my back is slightly less.
We also
ouchy
went to Princess Peach's house last night.
Oh my god, we did. We met
Peach. Well, actually, we didn't.
Well, we met some cardboard cutouts of Peach.
We met cardboard cutouts of Peach and we were surrounded by people who were dressed up as Peach.
We were.
But
well,
the OG Peach was no one. Yeah, we went to this Nintendo event and it was so fun and peachy.
It was peachy. It was, we got a thing being like, you are cordially invited by
to Princess
Her Royal Highness, Princess Peach, cordially invites you.
Her Royal Highness. Like, we should ask her where Kate Middleton is.
We should. I wouldn't have got that reference.
Now we've got an inside scoop.
But I just
I
just watched a thing about that.
Now we've got in connections to the royal
to
family.
The royal family.
Via Princess Peach.
My uncle's Kate Middleton's bodyguard.
Shut up. Well, he's obviously not doing a very good job.
You know this about me.
Do I?
Yeah.
That's somewhere in the back of my brain.
My
but come on, we'll tell
well,
us
he's
then.
Like my mum's cousin. He's like my uncle. He's like a guy in my family.
Mm.
Is the bodyguard for Kate Middleton and Prince, whatever his name is, William.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
Who is this man?
My mum saw him the other day. I should ask.
God, no, Seffi, you legitimately
genuinely
need
I should
to
I don't
ask
know why I haven't
like is this a
that
joke? Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, he like lives with them. I don't know if he does.
What are you,
he like
are
goes
you out of your mind
with them. It's really
stop
weird.
Stop.
You know this. I don't know if I'm affecting his safety.
Well, they don't know who
if
you are.
If anyone wants to, like, go and kill the royal family, don't. I literally have no
It's got nothing to do with us.
Oh, my God. I'm actually, I'm physically anti them. I'll join on the hunt.
Oh, God, stop. Right. Anyway.
I'll set up the guillotine.
The hunt. Right. Jesus. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to try our hardest to talk about, to do a proper episode and talk about right person, wrong time, that whole kind of theory, school of thought, phenomenon.
It is a phenomenon, and it's a trope, which I think we love tropes.
We do. Love, we love to unpack tropes. A trope. We do. We love romantic tropes, and we love to discuss them in detail.
We
do. Unpack trains, for example.
Yeah, we do.
Loudly.
So, yeah, we were talking loudly on the train.
We always do, but, well, not always do, but sometimes if we start talking loudly, I think, keep doing this.
I think, let's put on a show.
I think if you're manspreading, I'm going to...
Shall we talk about that one manspreader?
He literally, like, he essentially pulled me onto his lap.
It was weird. So, you know how on trains, I don't know if this is a thing in all countries, but on kind of...
On the Thames
Gatwick
trains.
Express, British, whatever, railway trains.
Yeah.
You have lots of seats of two, and then you occasionally get seats of, like,
the four.
Where
so there's two facing
table,
each other.
It's a perfect experience. If there's... me and Wing wanting a chat, we've both got a coffee, we bought some cookies, we're ready to dish the dirt basically on the train, we're ready for a chat, we get on, tell me why every single four. Has one man spreading out horizontal over the seats,
one man in a thing of four,
in every single one.
That's a fucking hate crime. I'm sorry.
So we're gonna have to squish on a two together, which, to be honest, is hardly a hardship.
It's
there
fine.
Are enough seats for two,
but it's just intriguing, because if I was ever on my own on a train, which I am often, never, ever, ever
would
have the audacity to watch people start getting on, and I'm in a four, taking up a four, and there are people getting on in their groups, and I just keep taking up the four.
No,
I just would never
happen.
Do that.
Wouldn't
and guys,
happen.
It was like, literally, it was a clone of the same kind of 45-year-old man in each carriage, taking up the same
kind
foot.
Of legs spread as well.
Really,
that was...
really... fucking annoying, actually.
When you actually see man spreading in action, it is infuriating. And
it is.
I am known to spread. I will do it as a rebellion, genuinely.
Push back.
It's like, you'll see my knickers because I am going to spread over these. I'm in a skirt.
God,
but
it's a win-win.
No. I'll spread because how dare you?
You'll see my knickers. Is that a threat?
They do. And I think...
Yeah, no, they should.
Tough shit, man.
Yeah.
Tough shit, man.
Serves
you right.
Okay, so anyway.
Also, can we talk about that man? Oh, just quick, just between me and you.
Yeah, just all the men.
I had a flashback last night
to the
man
at the cinema.
On the train yesterday that showed us that weird card.
Yes.
That was so scary.
There was just a man, literally. So, Seffy was facing away from him, but I was facing him. And he was staring into my eyes. So at first I was kind of trying to avert his gaze. I was just kind of looking around. But he was holding up a card. So I thought he was like... And he was kind of dressed like in a uniform.
A ticket inspector.
Yeah, he was dressed like a ticket inspector. So I thought, okay, is he asking for tickets?
So I said,
is it tickets? And he nodded, yes. So I was like, oh, okay.
But
and
just
I
kept staring.
Got
not
my ticket out.
A
staring.
In a horror movie.
Genuinely.
It was giving like, oh God, we're in Smile. It was
and
like,
I turned
you're grinning
around.
At us.
I looked around the carriage and I realised we'd put ourselves into like the end. There was nowhere to go from that carriage. So he was kind of blocking us in and we were the only ones there. And it was a
he
bit...
was the Joker.
Yeah, it was not nice.
It wasn't great, but luckily we were getting off at that stop and...
But so was he.
I know, but we did manage to hang
but
back.
We
but that was a real
him,
moment
yeah.
where I thought, oh God, this is
I
like...
I literally thought, what the fuck is going
really
on?
Weird now.
But then I laughed at his face, because you know when you realise someone's really staring at you?
Mm.
And I was really trying not to look. And then when you turned around and realised that he was staring,
well, I'm kind of, this is no longer safe.
This isn't weird. Yeah, this isn't right. And you kind
this
of looked back at me like, what the fuck's going on? That was when I just broke, because I just, your reaction to things just makes me laugh. So like, I went from like trying to keep normal and
what
like...
What was my reaction? Was it weird?
No, it wasn't weird. It was just hilarious. Like, you turned around, looked at him, and then just kind of looked back at me, like, with wide eyes, to say, like, what the fuck is going
like,
on?
Oh, God.
Like, why are we having eye contact with this man? Like, why am I in a staring competition? It was so strange. Anyway,
really
we're alive
anyway,
and well to tell the
those
tale.
Those are the train Those are stories about the train.
On which we always discuss romantic tropes, our favourite thing to discuss. Right person, wrong time. I know we've touched on it a few times over the history of the pod.
Mm.
Any thoughts jumping out at you to start us off?
I don't know what I think about it, because in certain ways I think, is it a way of making someone stay with someone that isn't good for them? Because so many times, I think it's actually kind of a useful thing to say to yourself in the early stages of a breakup, mm-hmm. but so many times people will be like, basically when you still kind of love someone or you yeah. still like them or whatever, and it's ended, to be like, it's just not now, like now is not the right time. I think that's a good sort of thing to tell yourself, but I think
comforting thought,
maybe it's a load of bollocks. Like, there are occasions obviously where people grow and change or schedules don't overlap and blah blah blah, but I also think if someone is going to tell me you're the right person but it's the wrong time, to me that Ooh. Means you are not the right person for me. Because if you are not willing, what, you want me to literally wait or age a little bit, or what do you want, move somewhere, what do you want? You want the time to be different?
Well, yeah, it's not. Very bizarre.
It's
very,
not very bizarre. And okay, so we'll leave it then.
Yeah, I agree that my crux with the right person wrong time thing is I just think in my life and my experience and the way that my mind would work, if it's the wrong time, it is inherently the wrong person. And that's not to say that, for example, in those situations where you might come back together years later and things are different.
Yeah, but that's none of your business. That's
it's none of your business. That's, and also it's like, yeah, right person, wrong time, but they weren't the right person at that. It's not right person, wrong time, because they were the wrong person and now they're not. And also, I think just the idea of a person is like a fluid thing.
Yeah.
That if it's the right person, wrong time, it's just the wrong person. It's just the wrong thing. And you might both be different people later down the line when it's the right time, but it doesn't mean that it was just the timing was wrong. I think it is about who you were as people wasn't right. Because if you're the right people, it could never be the wrong time.
Totally.
Like if I think it's kind of one of those things of, if that's the right thing that's supposed to happen right now, it will happen.
It will happen. Yeah. It also kind of perpetuates an idea of there being a right person.
Yeah.
And although there can be lots and lots of people that are wrong and lots of people that are right for you, I think it creates this like idea around dating and romance that of like a search, that you're searching for this one right person. It's like, oh well, that was wrong for me, that was wrong for me, so I'm looking for the thing that is right for me. And whilst that is exactly what you're doing, I don't think it's maybe the most healthy way or even like the most accurate way
of experiencing things,
of experiencing romance. Like, you're not looking for this one perfect person, because to be honest, I don't particularly believe that there is one perfect person for each person. I do think there are loads and loads and loads of variables in life, and someone that can be perfect for you in January could not be perfect for you at all in December. And I don't necessarily believe in the idea that everyone has one person that they'll be with for the rest of their life and they're their soulmate or whatever. I kind of think there can be someone that's perfect for you up to a certain age and then you outgrow them. And like, I do think it's fluid and changing. And I think it kind of perpetuates a bit of an outdated and a sort of line narrow of thought that just like drives women on this like endless search for like this perfect person in a system that is not designed like that at all.
Yeah, because I think the idea of just life is like, show your workings. There's not one right answer at the end of the experience. It's like, you can't, it's not like, oh, that was wrong and that's a failure and that was wrong
right,
and that's a failure. And
exactly, what's the mark scheme?
Yeah, show me the marks. Show me the criteria here.
Yeah,
show me the marking criteria.
Who's the invigilator?
Yeah, it's so true. Who's the exam board? What, EdXL are rating
AQA?
Your fucking EdXL is embarrassing. AQA. Yeah, there's not one right answer that you're looking for. There can be, to be honest, every answer is kind of right and wrong. And that's why it's fun to just go
say,
through
it. You know, because it feels right. And it's like, yeah, but a lot of things
I mean, everything feels
right
when you're having
and a lot
fun.
Of things, and
like,
let's be real, that's completely subjective.
Totally. It's also, it's just about, did you wake up in a good mood on that day? This feels right. It's like, yeah.
Have you
I had,
told
like,
yourself
nice
the right
coffee
story?
Exactly. I really, because it's like, I could be having, For example, we could have a great old fun day, a perfect day. The same day could happen on two different...
Oh my God.
Two different events. So it's the exact same day. It's the exact same sequence of events.
But one time I'm on my period.
One time, literally. One time I've got dirty hair. Surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. And the way that I'll be on one day being like, this is amazing. I'm so happy. I'm in such a good point in my life. I'm so grateful. I'm just thriving right now. Oh my God, I'm so deserving of all these amazing things that are happening. And the other day I'll be like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this planet.
Yeah.
And they're both valid. But it's more so about the context of what's going on in my head. Yeah, the stories I'm telling myself, like what narrative am I leaning into? What mood am I in? What perception am I bringing? Like, what's my perspective on this? As opposed to what is the actual tangible reality or the content of this specific day or relationship or experience that I'm having?
Totally. Because so much of reality is actually what we make of it. Like,
oh my God.
It is exactly. Hannah
Montana.
What is going on in your head?
So let's make it rock.
Let's make it
Life's
rock.
Life's what you make it. That's what she says, right? So let's make it rock.
I don't know where that she
Hannah
says
Montana,
that.
Hannah Montana. In her song. Life's what you make it. That one.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Let's make it rock. I'm pretty sure she says let's make it rock.
I like the sound of it. I don't know that one. I only know you got nerve.
You don't know Hannah Montana. Life's what you make it.
Life's what you make.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Make it, no.
Can I quickly find that, or is that really like...
Yeah, go on, find it.
A drama queen thing to do. Let's find it. Mm. Is it called Life's What You Make It?
Best song by Hannah Montana.
It does sound like something she would say.
If we were a movie.
You'd yeah, be Life's the What You Make girl. It. Sefa, you know this. Na 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 na.
Get some lines.
Yeah, let's make it rock. That's what she says. Right, hang on.
Can I hear the hook? Yes.
So let's make
Not one of my favourites,
rock.
Though.
No, neither, but she's onto something there. Life's what you make it.
So let's make it rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
the
sentiment,
first person
Miley.
To ever say life's what you make it. It's fucking Hannah Montana.
The found. Honestly. So let's make it rock.
So let's make it rock. Of all things we can make it do.
Let's make it rock.
Let's make it rock. Let's shift
not
some ground here.
Not suck.
No, not suck. Should we explain that?
Yeah, go on.
So yesterday Sefi bought this fur coat, which you might have seen if you've been following
us
on Instagram.
Yeah, this is a bigger story than I remembered.
Yeah. So do you want to take this? Go on.
I bought a fake fur coat.
Yeah.
From a shop that will not be named.
Well, you might have to name it because the name is in the joke.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
It's from
Well, you could say it's from Something Rocks.
Okay, it's from Something Rocks. You might
we
know
would
it.
Like to work with them.
Would absolutely love to. the quality of this item really wasn't good. So I was like, okay, I'm going to send it back. It was kind of a big back and forth with the people because literally I got it and every single button fell off and I had to like sew them back on. It was
bought it with her own money, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Oh my goodness. £80, let me say as well. So like an expensive coat.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap for something that like immediately fell apart. So I was in a bit back and forth with them like, hi, I've worn this, but like it literally disintegrated in my bare hands the second I touched it. So please can I send this back?
Simultaneously combusted.
They said yes, and I wore it then to Wing's house, and you came up with a genius idea. I had a QR code to send it back, and then you came up with a genius idea. You were like, why don't we just send it back from here? And I was like, good riddance, let's get rid of this thing. Like, thank you so much.
Let's do the ritual.
I can't wait to get this out of my sight.
Yeah.
We went to the post office together, which was so nice of you to come with me to do my errands.
Obviously, my favourite thing to
do. We wrapped it up in a little bag and took it there. And the guy, it was like this old man working behind the till. And he was like, rocks. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't buy anything from there because this coat just fell apart. And he was like, oh, they're not rocking then. And I was like, no, they're sucking.
Good one.
It went a bit quiet.
So she handed over the parcel and everything was
a bit
kind
normal.
Of
and
tumbleweed.
And then we were walking away and I just said, was that a bit sexual? Like, why did I say sucking to an old man?
No, they're sucking.
No, they're sucking.
And he kind of went, okay. He just took it. He's probably still thinking about it.
I thought it was fine, but
it was fine.
Like,
it was.
Oh, God. Sucking.
And life's what you make it, so let's not make it sucking.
Let's not make it
if you
suck.
Don't
let's
mind.
Let's make it rock.
Let's make it rocking.
Let's make it rocking,
let's
not
make
sucking.
It rock. Okay, so have you ever had someone, have you ever thought to yourself, oh, this might be a case of right person, wrong time?
Let me rack my brains through my histories just quickly. You can comb through them too if you can think of any.
Well, the one that comes to mind is the one that I always say that you like the song The One by Taylor Swift because
it's not,
of
no,
him.
Absolutely
no, Safi,
not.
I think you can give that a bit of weight.
No.
Are you sure? Because it's just like a good
kind of who you're talking about right now.
Okay, so basically, Safi had this kind of like ending of this situation with this guy. And then he was still kind of on, he was like, you know, everyone's moved on, but like that was still the one kind of on the mind sort of thing. Like, of kind of if you
it
would,
was a convo.
Yeah, it was a conversation
but
that
no,
could happen.
I was so
Taylor
really,
Swift
I was
comes out with
kid.
A genius song called The One. Yeah, of course. And you think, you know, Roaring Twenties tossing pennies in the pool. You know, that was fun. Whatever. Like,
Roaring Twenties.
I thought I saw you at the bus stop. I didn't, though, because there were many a time when we thought we saw him at the bus stop. We didn't, though. I just think there were.
Saw him at the bus stop many a time.
Yeah.
Saw you at the bus stop, and I did, though.
And you did sometimes.
Many
I don't know, I just think there's a lingering of him in that song because you do love that song.
And I love that song so much, but I really, that is 100% not who I'm picturing when I hear that
well,
song. I just don't think it is.
Okay, like, fine. Yeah, no, actually, I need to let you
but
have that.
To me, that is not, I think at the time, 100% I would have been I would have been like, oh my God, that's such a shame that ended. But I don't think I would have been like, right person, wrong time about it. I don't know if that was ever the thought about it because I don't think I would have thought in a different environment
way.
This would have gone a different way. I don't think I thought that. It's hard to sort of track back, but yeah, I think it's a comforting narrative when you I think I thought after that ended that isn't done, like I'm gonna see him again
for sure,
but I don't think I ever thought and then it will all work and all of that. I think I thought I'm going to see him again and he'll rue the day.
Yeah, and he'll get his comeuppance.
He'll rue the day.
He's been ruined. He's utterly ruined.
Oh, he's
ruined.
Now, he's rude. Yeah. He's rude. It's
he's utterly rude days.
He is. He rued a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I don't need any more ruining.
No. No, I guess not. But it would be nice for you to kind of be center stage and he's like in the back and he's like, oh my God, you have a bit of a La La Land moment. Yeah, yeah, but he'll be like, he'll be ruining.
I don't think he is. I think he, to be honest, might be a gay man. I don't know if I can say that. But
yeah,
I think...
I think that's the ultimate theory that we've
I think,
got
actually,
now.
He's not ruining and it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, he was young and also probably
and
closeted. Yeah.
But I'm going to call into question his sexuality.
Yeah, fair enough.
And that's for him to, you know, that's his business.
I also think there's so much... One of my favourite things is just in life, like you don't know all of the amazing things that are ahead of you. Like, you can't even plan it. You can't even wish for it. Like, you wouldn't even know what to ask for or what to manifest. Like, you wouldn't even...
Oh, my God. Completely.
You wouldn't know how to identify the things that you're going to love in your future, which is why I think the idea of, like, wrong time... We were kind of talking yesterday, I think, just about the fact of, like, oh, my God, thank God we met, like, in uni or whatever. Thank God we both ended up there, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And it really is thank... I mean, thanks something. I don't know who to thank. Hannah Montana, like...
Honestly, the cosmic wheel.
Thank you to the cosmic wheel that led us both there and then into this podcast together.
Yeah.
Because there are so many versions of this life where we're not doing this and we never probably met.
Totally, yeah.
And I do think there's so much in the kind of unknown. What is that? It's the unknown. Do you know what that is?
No, I'm trying to get it. What is that? What is that?
How do you know? It's the unknown. It's the thing from the fucking Willy Wonka. The thing.
That thing behind the mirror, the unknown.
That unknown thing.
It's the unknown. God, the way that's, I think I have blanked that out.
Yeah,
my mind.
Fair enough. I mean, the we've all unknown. Moved on, but I'm still there. What is that? It's the
scariest
unknown.
Thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that's what the future is full of. No. The unknown. No. That's what we're headed for, the unknown. But in the best way, like,
yeah.
When I think about some of my favorite things, or like my favorite relationships, like even, I know I just said like the fact that we have this podcast and stuff, yeah. But just any good things that have ever happened, lots of them, yeah, were unpredictable and didn't necessarily, they weren't the obvious thing. It's kind of the invisible string of it all. It's like, I didn't know that I was going to be tied back to so many different things. And this is when I start to get a bit kind of emo about, like, thinking about the podcast in particular, like when people listen and they're so sweet and it's just the honor bestowed onto us that we were so unknowingly and so undeserving, like, to receive. It's just amazing. But it is the kind of invisible string thing of, like, oh my God, I didn't know how. I knew we were gonna talk, but I didn't know who was gonna listen.
Oh,
and I didn't know how we'd ever get it to be heard by anyone, to be honest. And then here you are, you found us, you showed up. I'm so glad. Like, somehow you found us. And that is really a magical thing. And I do think, like, there are so many unfair and unjust experiences of being a human on this planet. There are so many things that are just inexcusable, God, or whoever may be responsible, inexcusable and horrific. But in so many ways, the idea of things, kind of karma, things having something's got your back, like, things will work out for you, and amongst the shit there will always be kind of silver linings of just lovely little gifts and beautiful experiences.
Yeah.
And if people are supposed to be in your life, they'll be there. And you don't even know the amazing people that you're yet to meet and all of the fun that you're going to have.
Oh my God, you've got no
idea. You have no idea the things that are coming for you.
I think that's
in the best way.
In a sort of less deep way, I don't really believe in
like
types.
In a less cringe way.
No, just like almost like that felt like a perfect ending. So I hate to sort of bring it back to sort of like
never at all
a dating sort of thing, because that was just like that would be the perfect assume the worst moment
and assume the worst.
But now I'm bringing it back away from a perfect ending. So
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Go on. No, never.
But like, that's why I kind of don't believe in types in a certain way. Like, as much as I think, yeah, of course, we all have these certain things that we find attractive, all of that, but it's something actually we've been speaking about recently off the podcast a bit, but like, when you have just been dating someone and you kind of break up with them or whatever, I definitely find that the people then I sort of start looking at, I'm like, oh my God, they have sort of a resemblance to this person.
Because you see the people you love
in other people.
In other humans. It's like, every dog I look at, I see Ozzy.
Totally.
It's embarrassing.
And it's just a weird thing that it's like, okay, so I'm actually just going to be a bit on the nose here, actually.
Go on.
Specifically say the traits that I thought, which is just ridiculous. I have been like, oh yeah, I like really tall guys that are quite like ratty looking, like that is perfect, like that's what I would like. And then recently, you kind of know the drill, dated someone that was American,
subverted the type
and he had a very different look almost. Like, he wasn't short, but he wasn't like a tall guy. And recently since then I'm like, Josh Hutcherson.
Josh Hutcherson is rearing
okay,
his head.
That's because Josh Hutcherson looks like this guy, like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Hutcherson, famously Short King, love him.
Famously. Libra
love him
King.
So much. Libra King.
She can't get enough of us Librans.
And I've definitely noticed myself, this guy wasn't really someone that I would...
think you would have gone for.
I think it caught me off guard a little bit. And then recently since then, I'm like seeing a different thing in guys. And I'm like, oh my God, it really is so strange that you actually get so fixed in an idea of like, I like this kind of guy. It's like, no, that's just what you have experienced. You actually don't have a clue. And that is like, you don't have a clue
what you like
or really about anything that's going to happen or even your feelings about the things that are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what, be open to it rather than making it this search.
And also to pull it back into the cringeness that I was giving before.
Yeah, pull it back.
And I say this all the time, but like, in a selfish way, I talk about it of the podcast and I say it like us, like anyone who compliments us or likes the podcast or thinks it gave them something or they think it's, oh, that was so amazing or that was so insightful or that helped me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It is really not about us. It's about your projection onto whatever we've done. It's totally about you. And it's like, it's not about Josh Hutcherson, Seffi. It's about you. Or it wasn't about that one guy. It's about you because it's your ability.
Totally. Like, it's kind of really about Josh Hutcherson.
I mean, everything is, I guess, in a way.
Honestly, I
all roads for you lead back.
Everything is
to Josh
about,
Hutcherson.
To be honest, not even Josh Hutcherson. Peter
Mullarch. That's fair
everything
enough.
Everything is about Peter Mullarch.
Every road leads you back to District 12.
Back to
the bakery
to say,
she goes.
I have to confirm that to be true.
I like, serve. Off you go to your bakery.
Oh my God. I don't necessarily want to be in the bakery, but all roads do lead back
lead
to Peter,
Peter Mullarch. But it's about your ability to... I just think it's really one of those beautiful things about humans that we kind of... It's you. Sorry, I keep referencing Taylor Swift, but use my best colours for your portrait. Like, it's like, oh, I will view you in the most beautiful way. And it's not really about you being beautiful. It's about me being so generous with my love and having such a keen ability to see such lightness in you that I will walk through my life and see you in all of these strangers. Yeah, it truly is in the eye of the beholder. And so much of our experience is about our own projections onto people, relationships, experiences, events, whatever. I would like for everyone to look at yourself the way that Seffi looks at Josh Hutcherson. You need to look at yourself in the way that you so lovingly look at other people. I think that is a nice... a nice reminder for us all of like, we're so quick to see such potential and be so forgiving and generous in the ways that we view lots of people in our lives. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just have literally a slither of that kindness reserved for ourselves? Because you all deserve that. You're all literally the sweetest, funniest, most intelligent, hilarious.
100%.
So capable, so resilient, so iconic.
Raising the bar.
Never been done before.
Never been done before.
Queen, Queen, Queen and Castle, Princess Peach.
Perfect.
All right. If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.